Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another podcast. In today's podcast, we were talking about why I started my life journey. And also, make sure you guys follow me on Instagram, _JourneyHamilton. If you guys don't follow me over there, what are you guys doing? Go follow me over there where I post the pics and the episodes. And also, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, Joanna Mulaney. Over there, I post videos about my locks and I do some vlogs. I haven't done any vlogs yet, but let's get into this podcast. Everyone, welcome back to another lock talk. I don't mind the noise because I'm currently at the laundry room. I'm really trying to finish this lock talk video. So on today's lock talk, I'm giving y'all the tea. All
right, so let me close this door properly
because I was driving. So let me just take off my seatbelt. Get it out. So in today's lock talk, I want to tell you guys why I started my lock journey, and we're talking about lock styles as well. And how do I feel about them, and etc. So, with that being said, make sure you guys like, comment, share, and subscribe on my YouTube channel, because the video will be uploading today about my lock styles. The lock compilation will be going up today. And then as well, go follow me on Instagram, _JourneyHamilton. If you guys are following me over there, what are you guys doing? Over there, I post the pics and the episodes. I try to really post on Instagram every Monday. Also, follow me on my blog at WordPress, JourneyHamilton. I post over there every Monday. So, we're going to get into this video. Why I say video? Y'all know what I mean. We're going to get into this podcast. Let's go. Alright, so, first I want to introduce my lock styles part because I do styles on my locks. I'm only 2 months, guys. I'll be 3 months in literally, 2 weeks. And my locks are looking they're not looking too good, but they're not looking bad either. I usually have them under a scarf. So the lock style I did was mini buns. Came out real cute. I did about 7 of them, 2 in the back, 1 in the middle, 2 to the side, and then 1 at the front. I believe that's 7. So that's how much I did. They're pretty easy. All you do is section up the hair, and then you rubber band it up. I think I'm gonna do this method for when I do my third retwist, because I don't retwist that often. And that's the short segment for the lock styles. Really, there's not much to it. Just do your hair. Whatever products you have, I need these products. Oh, and also check out my last podcast about hydration and how hydration is important, and how I drink coconut water and regular water. Yeah, that's my last podcast. So with that being said, let's tune into the real tea. You're probably been waiting for this. Why she started her lock journey. All right, so let's get into it. So the real reason why I started my lock journey, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's backtrack. First, I was a loose natural, right? My loose natural journey, hair journey, whatever you want to call it, was the epitome of me. And so I really started my lock journey because when I like locks, that's the first reason. Locks are beautiful. 2, I wanted to experience the experience of having locks, like what it really means to be a locked head, lock it up. #locks, #locks for women, all that good stuff you see on Instagram, IG, Facebook. I said IG, that's not Instagram. Weird. Anyways. So basically, excuse me. Let's talk. So this is gonna be a real conversation from me to you, my listeners. I wanna thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm rubbing my eye because my eyes are burning at the moment. No, he is. Anyway, so let's talk about it. So the real reason I started my lock journey was so that my hair would be beautiful in its most natural state. And I know that sounds like cliche or cringe, you don't think your hair is pretty. My hair is pretty, but I just want to be at a space and a place where I think my hair is good enough to wear out. Like, if I wanted to walk around with this lock style in my hair, I could do that. I want to be at that place. You know, you want to be at that place? That's me.
So basically, I really started my lock journey so that people would leave me alone, because my natural hair journey, it's like my hair was always under a wig, and people didn't like the fact that I wore wigs. Like, there was like so much stuff. There was even coworkers. There was one coworker who used to talk about me. She's like, "Oh, you need to do something with your hair. All you do is wear wigs." Like, disclaimer, like I said in my natural hair videos, sis, if you don't do nothing with your hair and I do something with my hair, shut up. I'm about to curse, because every time I think about it, it makes me mad. Like, how you gonna talk about my hair when your hair is never done? Your hair is always in those little ponytails. Like, sis, you ain't got no hair. You bought it. You gotta use gel to slick back those non-existent edges, and then you gotta put it up in the ponytail. Anyways, fast forward. We're here now. So we started a lock journey. It really just, it's not about finding myself or anything like that. Still on, you know, self-discovery journey. Not that I'm into manifestation and spirituality. Negative. I'm into Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our soon-coming King. Okay? And so I really just started my life journey so that your girl can have time to embrace her natural beauty without using added stuff. So added stuff would be like wigs, weaves, curls, perms. All the stuff you see that people add onto their hair as black people. To, you know, enhance their beauty. I really am taking it from a different angle, because I feel like beauty is from within, but it also goes without. So if you feel beautiful on the inside, it'll radiate on the outside. Like, you'll look good on the outside, because whatever you feel like on the inside obviously expresses itself on the outside. So really and truly, that was the reason for me starting my lock journey. It was just so that my hair could stay beautiful and its natural state, and nobody judge me. Nobody be like, "Oh, your hair's messed up. Oh, your hair's this." And let me tell you something. I don't call locks the ugly stage, because there is no ugly stage to locks. I don't call them dreads, because there's nothing dreadful about my hair. So when people talk about my hair, I say refer to it as locks, because dread means something bad. Something's dreadful is gonna happen. Dreadful is gonna happen to you. So certain words I don't refer to, just because it gives off that negative meaning and connotation, and we really need to know what the words we say mean. And so lock community has been really helpful with that. Like, a lot of people, I see them call their stuff locks, not dreads. I don't know where the term dreads came from. Like, that's just a terrible term to represent locks, because I feel like locks means like it's a commitment, it's a lifestyle, it's like you're locked in for life. Like, these aren't going anywhere unless you decide to cut them off, and I hope you don't ever do that. But I'm just telling you guys why I started my lock journey, because I think it's important that people know the backstory to my natural hair journey. My natural hair journey hasn't always been the best. My hair has literally been at the same length for like 12 years. Because my natural hair journey for me started in 2011. So you mean to tell me 2011, right? Let's go all the way back. Let's take it. So 2011, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 10, 11 years. You mean 11 years I can't get on here and talk about natural hair? That's a lie, because I can definitely get on here and talk about natural hair, because I've been on my natural hair journey for 11 years until I decided to lock it. But I'm saying overall, locks is still considered, you know, part of the natural hair community, because it's considered a natural hairstyle. But it's low limitation, because you're breathing with it and it just stays, you know, touching the shed hair and it stays, you know, locked up. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of people be like, "Oh, people can't talk about natural hair because they haven't been natural." You don't know what somebody else's journey is. That's another thing why I started locks, because sometimes with starting locks, you start from somewhere to get somewhere else. And sometimes people that go from loose natural to locks, you don't know how their natural hair journey was. So therefore, you cannot judge and be like, "Oh, well, you can't start your lock journey because, you have no experience with locks and you're this and you're that." No, a lot of people don't have experience with locks, and they get on YouTube, like myself, go check out my YouTube channel, Joanna Melanie Hamilton, and they talk about locks, and they talk about their experience with locks and how it feels for them and how long they've been locked and why they got locked and all that other stuff. So with that being said, yeah, I wish somebody would be like, "You can't get on here and talk about locks." I sure can. Why? Because I've been on my natural hair journey for 11 years. I just went back in my calendar, okay? That's how serious we are about today's lock talk. And I want to tell you guys something. Don't let no one discourage you into starting your lock journey. If you want locks, get locks. Like, locks to me is a breathtaking hairstyle, and I'm loving every journey of it. Yes, I don't wear my hair out because I don't want no negative energy and no negative people to say anything about my hair, because people love to look at my hair, look up in my hair. Like, I want to know what you're looking at. Like, do you mind? Like, sometimes people take, you know, hair and its beauty standards, because, you know, we live in America, or at least I live in America. I don't know about those who listen to me. They probably don't live in America. They probably live in another state, or they're across the world. But America has a certain beauty standard, and I just choose to defy that with, you know, having locks, because locks goes against the beauty standards. Because the beauty standards say they supposed to have straight, silky, long hair. Yeah, dump this kinky mess. That's when people get a straightening. That's when people get perms. That's when people get leave outs and all that stuff. Not saying that they get those hairstyles to match European society standards, but that's where it comes from. So, with that being said, my lock journey has meant the world to me, and I wouldn't trade my hair right now for anything. And also because locks is a personal journey to you. Like, giving out your hair journey is personal to you until your hair starts to grow back. What are you going to do with it now? It's no longer personal. It started to grow back. Locks are literally a personal hairstyle. Like, personal. When I tell you personal, I mean personal. Because you got to go through so many stages. In each stage, you go through different things. And your hair goes through different things. And the stages with locks. So, I would say don't let nobody discourage you too. Because discouragement is the devil. And a lot of people like to discourage me in certain things. And it's like, why are you discouraging? Can't you just be uplifting and encouraging and know that I can do this if I focus and put my mind to it? So I'm going to give you guys three things why I started my locks journey. One is because it's unique. Two, we're going to talk about it's personal. And three, it is me. So we shall continue. Why I started my locks, I'll give you guys a story time next Monday. It's gonna be different reasons, but those three reasons that I mentioned before are obviously similar to what I feel like my lock journey is. Once again, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you tune into my YouTube video, which is going up after this. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram _JoannieHamilton, where I post the pics and the episodes. So I will see you guys in the next one. Remember, I'm posting every Monday on all my platforms, so if you guys miss anything, everything's here for you guys on Monday, everything's here for you guys on Fridays. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe on my YouTube channel, JoannieHamilton. And with that being said, without further ado, let's end this podcast, and you guys have a wonderful day.